And let's hear next from a member of Hillary Clinton's campaign. Howard Wolfson is Clinton's communications director. He's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Were our Republican and Democratic analysts correct in their math when they say it is unlikely that Senator Clinton can win enough primaries by enough of a margin to catch up in delegates?
Well, I agreed with what Mark Mehlman said, which is that both Senator Obama and Senator Clinton will have a case to make to Democrats, to Democratic primary voters in the upcoming states like Pennsylvania, and to Democratic elected officials who also have a role in the process.
Meaning the superdelegates who may cast the deciding votes here.
Exactly. And our case is quite simple, that we've won a broad and diverse set of states, large states like California and New York, but also red states like Oklahoma and Tennessee and New Mexico and Arizona from east to west and north and south. And, of course, last night, two very different but important states, Ohio and Texas. Ohio, a key bellwether state, the kind of state that a Democrat needs to win in order to be elected a president in November.
Does this mean you're going to be making this argument even if you do not have a lead in delegates when the primaries are over?
Well, I think that we may well have a lead in overall delegates at the conclusion of the primaries, because I think that as Democrats look at this contest, they're going to see now what we saw in Ohio and Texas, that Democratic voters, Democrats of increasingly focusing on the issue of which candidate is best prepared to be commander-in-chief and be the steward of our economy on day one.
Let me ask about that, if I might,
sure.
Because there was an ad which got a lot of attention in which Senator Clinton or her supporters essentially ask, who do you want taking that phone call in a crisis at 3 a.m., Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama? If Senator Clinton wins the nomination, could Senator John McCain, the Republican, essentially run the exact same ad on you?
I don't think so. Senator Clinton has been endorsed by 30 admirals and generals. It is not typical for that number, I believe, to endorse a Democrat, especially this early in the process. And that's because the people who've spent their entire lives defending this country know that Senator Clinton is the best person, Democrat or Republican, to step in on day one and be commander-in-chief. And being commander-in-chief means, of course, understanding the use of force, understanding diplomacy, and being prepared to take that call at 3 a.m. When it comes.
Although, forgive me, is Senator Obama correct when he said on television this morning that neither of you has been in a crisis and taken that call at 3 a.m.? You start at the same place.
Well, I think that Democratic primary voters were asked this question, essentially. Who do you want to take that call? And the voters resoundingly answered Senator Clinton. Now, that's not because they weren't closely following the question or the race. It's because they made a judgment based on Senator Clinton's lifetime of experience, and they compared that set of experiences to Senator Obama, who is very talented, very gifted, very impressive, running a strong campaign, but is only 3 years out of the Illinois State Senate.
Mr. Wilson, one other thing. I'm sorry to keep interrupting.
Time is
short. But one quick question. Will it endanger Democrats' chances this fall if this race does, in fact, go all the way through the summer to the convention?
I think we've got two great, strong candidates. And I believe that this has been a remarkably civil contest. I think it will remain so. I think there are legitimate points of difference between the candidates. That's what elections are about. But I have every confidence that this party will come back together and support a unified ticket, whatever that ticket is, when we have a nominee.
Howard Wolfson is communications director for Hillary Clinton's campaign. Thanks very much.
Sure. Thank you.